Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
Today's audio journey is taken from Chapter 4 of the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. It is entitled The Plurality of Existences. We will cover questions 166 through 171, which deal with reincarnation and the justice of reincarnation.
Enjoy.
Question 166. How can a soul who did not reach perfection during its corporeal life complete the work of its purification?
By submitting to the trial of new existence.
Subquestion 166A. How does the soul accomplish this new existence? Through its transformation as a spirit?
In order to purify itself, the soul, of course, undergoes a transformation. But for this to occur, it needs the trial of corporeal life.
Subquestion 166B. Then does the soul live many corporeal existences?
Yes, we all live many lives, and those who say otherwise wish to keep you in the ignorance in which they themselves dwell. That is their desire.
Subquestion 166C. From this principle, it seems that after having left one's body behind, the soul then takes another. In other words, it reincarnates into a new body. Is this the case?
Obviously.
Question 167. What is the purpose of reincarnation?
Expiation and humankind's progressive improvement. Without reincarnation, how could there be justice?
Question 168. Is the number of corporeal lives limited, or does a spirit go on reincarnating forever?
In each new life, a spirit takes another step on the path of progress. When it has stripped itself of all impurities, it has no further need of the trials of corporeal life.
Question 169. Is the number of incarnations generally the same for all spirits?
No. Those who advance quickly spare themselves many trials. Nevertheless, since progress is almost infinite, a large number of incarnations are always required.
Question 170. What does the spirit become after its final incarnation?
A blessed spirit, a pure spirit.
Question 171. On what is the doctrine of reincarnation based?
On the justice of God and revelation. We will repeat this to you over and over. A good father always leaves the door of repentance open to his children. Doesn't reason tell you that it would be unjust to keep eternal bliss from those who have not enjoyed the opportunities needed to improve themselves? Aren't all people God's children? It is only among selfish human beings that we find inequity, insatiable hatred, and unforgiving punishment.
Author's remarks for question 171. All spirits are en route towards perfection, and God furnishes them with the means of accomplishing it through the trials of corporeal life. Out of divine justice, God permits them to accomplish in new existences whatever they could not do or complete in a previous trial. It would not be consistent with equity or according to God's goodness to punish forever those who, regardless of their will, had encountered obstacles to their improvement within the surroundings in which they had been placed. If the fate of all human beings is irrevocably sealed after their death, it would mean that God does not weigh the actions of all on the same scales and that God does not treat everyone impartially. The doctrine of reincarnation, which consists in accepting the fact that humans have many successive lives is the only one that is in line with the idea of God's justice concerning those of a lower moral condition. It is the only one that can explain our future and give us hope because it offers us the means of atoning for our errors through new trials. Reason confirms this, and it is what the spirits have taught us. Those who are aware of how imperfect they are derive a consoling hope from the doctrine of reincarnation. If they truly believe in the justice of God, they cannot expect to be equal for all eternity to those who have done better than they. The thought that such imperfection will not exclude them forever from the supreme good, and the fact that they will be able to reach it through continued effort, supports them and renews their courage. Who, at the end of one's career, does not regret having acquired a particular experience too late to have profited from it? This lately acquired experience will not be lost. However, it will be of benefit in a new existence.